for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, June the 30th, 1979. Summer camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Bunch of Van Nuys, California, is the teacher of the afternoon.
They that hunger and thirst after righteousness are the ones that are fed. Those that are ready for deliverance, I mean have settled it and have not left any room for still entertaining, it's so easy. And those that have not settled it, they're ripped and torn, and sometimes it's not really necessary when we settle it in our own heart in a total surrender to the Lord. Certainly God has been rich. I want you to be sure and get the tapes on Brother Lee's messages that he has brought here, the teachings. They've been rich. And Brother Chuck Flynn that was here earlier has been a tremendous share of God. You see, there's no food for the spiritual man except the Word of God. So many of God's children think that they can reach over in the promise box and pick out that, and they say they've had their food for the day. Well, that's like having a cup of tea and cracker for the meal or for the day, and think that you're going to be strong. You're going to be a weak Christian. You're going to have defeats in battle, because the Word is the strength, the nourishment for the spiritual man. And we must, as we've been bringing out these last services, make sure that we have a balance. Whenever Satan, if he can't convince you not to be used, he tries to get you on a tangent, out on a limb, so they can easily chop it off. But it's the tree that is balanced. We brought out the other day concerning the redwood and how, like the Christians, the redwood is, it has no real taproot. And this great monarch of a tree, it spreads out its roots all over for acres, interweaving with the others. And thus, each one holds the other up. And fire will come and wind will come and they will stand. But if lightning strikes and takes one of those great limbs off up there and overbalances it, it'll come tumbling down. And as long as you stay within the trunk, anchored in Jesus Christ, other foundation can no man lay. And that's a bit later in Christ Jesus. The disciples came back and they were thrilled that they were casting out devils. And he said, you rejoicing that your name's in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. This we ought to do and not leave the others undone, certainly. And so we've been talking to these last few days concerning going through the third veil. The typology in the pictures is so vivid and so vast that it would take weeks and months to completely go through the different avenues and thoughts. But God says the way of the Lord is in the sanctuary. 77th Psalm. And in the 103rd Psalm, he said, he showed unto the children of Israel his works, but unto Moses his way. What did he show Moses? He showed him the tabernacle, which is a temporary building and a picture of the pathway that you and I are to walk in. And God is now in this last day unveiling that Daniel saw when the angel said, seal it up, it's not to be revealed until the last days. God is revealing today those things that the seven thunders uttered in the 10th chapter of Revelation. They are coming in because we are living in the last days. And so let it be a balance. Let God feed you and nourish you and take you on in to a deeper walk with Him. Now, we know that the typology just doesn't end. We can talk about the children of Israel coming into the promised land and how that the men came to them with the fermented wine and the moldy blood, bread and tried to make a covenant. And they made a covenant, deceiving. And then When the kings around them, five kings, found out about it, they came against them. They came against that city, and they sent runners to Joshua and said, come help us. We've made a treaty with you. Now stand by your treaty. Come and help us. And Joshua went with the armies of the Lord and routed those five kings and chased them into a cave. And there put a rock in front of it. And put a guard over it. And you see, God has given us the victory over the five senses, the five kings that would order our daily life. And brought it into a cave, into captivity, was the rock that he has placed, Christ Jesus. And he has taken and put the Holy Spirit as a guard, and we can make sure that we keep these things under control. And all, they're still fed. You're not going to quit eating or liking steak. And you're not going to, let's just say that you'll still live on this earth, but you'll bring my body under subjection, Paul said. You begin to work on this old man. But then, when they had finished the battle, when the battle was right near the end, they brought these five kings out, and the mighty men put their feet upon the neck. A type of God's overcomer. A type of God's Zion people that will go on through and have the flesh under subjection, under control, out of the way, moving on into the supernatural. And then later they killed these five kings. And there's coming a day, beloved, where we won't have to worry about this old fleshly man. We'll be a part of that spiritual body. And there are so many things that we'd like to refresh your memory with and challenge you with. I'm sorry so many of you missed the teachings of the week concerning the hideaway, concerning the 3 years of famine, concerning many, many things, the separation, the judgment beginning at the house of the Lord. God is revealing these things. Ask God to take you into them. I want you to turn with me in Joshua, the 17th chapter, and the 14th to the 18th verses. By the way, Brother B. Ellingwood will be the speaker tonight. He will also be speaking tomorrow morning, and then I will be speaking tomorrow afternoon again as the closing service. So you might keep those things in mind. You'll be richly blessed tonight in the evening service. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit? Seeing I am a great people, forasmuch as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto. And Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are Bethshean and her towns, and they who are the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoing of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. May God add his blessing to the reading of his precious word. You know, beloved, it's very imperative that we are balanced in the walk with God. Ever pressing on, but never going ahead of God, or lagging behind God. Always checking, making sure that we are willing to take each rung of the ladder. Each step that God will require of us, we need to surrender to that. You recall how the Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, by what authority teachest thou these things? Now, he didn't immediately say, oh, I've got somebody here that's hungry. He discerned and he knew that there was much more than just sharing revelation. He said, the baptism of John, whence was it? He took them back to the light that they had first heard of and first the first rung of the ladder where they had refused to step. And still in their heart was that rebellion, and they said, well, if we say it's of the not of God, well, he'll say, well, if we say it's of God, he'll say, well, why didn't you believe it? And if we say it's not of God, the people believe it was, and we fear the people. So they said, well, we can't tell you. And here's Jesus, the Son of God, that came to seek and to save, and that's what you saw, said, neither tell I you. God wants us to take the steps one at a time. And recently, I was in a revival in a particular church, and it became so evident and real of the situation that existed there, because of instead of pressing into the land and casting out the inhabitants, they wanted to coexist with them. They wanted to enlarge their sphere of service. They wanted a greater blessing, but the enemy was still deeply entrenched. They hadn't really cut down any wood yet. They hadn't prepared themselves. The Bible says we're to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. I have often heard in Pentecost in the last many years that we've been in the ministry, I guess it's about 29 now, which is no record, but it is a long time, where people say, well, you just open your mouth and God will fill it. God doesn't fill an empty head. Amen. Amen. I believe it was Brother Chuck, referred to people that, used to lay hands on people and say, you're to go to China and so forth. Well, if God's going to send you to China, he can talk to you. Because if you can't hear him here, you won't hear him there. What it really comes up to is it's an empty hand on an empty head. Oh, you quiet. Everybody smile at me. I want to know I'm going to get out of here alive this afternoon. That's all right. But let's go on in God's way. Let's go on and allow God to teach us in this day and in this hour in which we're living. Let us let our hearts be open. Let's be honest with him. Pliable. As long as it isn't that you're perfect, but as long as like the clay, you'll stay malleable, soft, and tender before the Lord. You know, God said that David was a man after his own heart. It wasn't that he didn't sin. You see, God didn't wipe out what he did to concerning Bathsheba. If I was writing the story, I'd have left that out. But you see, the book, the word, is not how great man is, but how great God can be through the man that will yield. David was after his own heart, and because the moment that he was convicted, the moment anybody dealt with him, he was quick to repent. He was soft clay. And sometimes things will get overbalanced and we'll fall off, and the potter will reach down and pick us up again and begin to mold us. But if the clay is hard, then he just leaves it there and he gets another piece and he begins to mold it. So we need to be tender before the Lord. Now, here in verse 14, the children of Joseph came to Joshua to complain. They said, why hast thou given us but one piece of land to inherit? How comes you giving us only one lot and one portion to inherit? They were not content with their present lot because they had not really possessed it. They had not really possessed it. How many times have we seen people come into a charismatic or a Pentecostal service, may even stay for a while, but because they were not immediately filled or something, then they left. You see, they never really possessed that. You've got to taste to know how good it is. You've got to have an experience in order to know the reality of this glorious and fantastic walk in God. And so they never possessed the inheritance that they could have had with us. Now, beloved, sometimes we leave ourselves wide open for the attack of the enemy simply because we do not avail ourselves of the ministries that are there for us. I'm not talking necessarily about running around. Certainly, I'm not even implying this. For you will find that if you're in the storehouse, the place where the weapons are given, if you're there feeding where you're supposed to be fed, that ministry will be there. That ministry will be there. The God will have that pastor, that shepherd, that will feed your soul, and he will equip you for the warfare. You will hear the battle cry. You will hear the call, because as the Spirit of God moves in your midst, you will feel the confirmation and feel the tugging and the pulling of the Holy Spirit. He calleth unto thee. But woe unto those that are at ease and blind, to those that are satisfied. God uses the contrast, don't you see? Some people say, oh, well, we don't want to hear the negative. The light doesn't shine without a positive and a negative. It has to have these things. Not overbalanced, but again, balanced. And so we must avail ourselves not only of the deliverance service, but of prayer meetings. You need to feed upon the Word of God. You need to learn to fellowship with God. Well, some say like them, he and I am a great people, as the Lord hath blessed us hitherto. Listen, I don't care what you've had in the past. I can show you denomination after denomination that one time had the blessing of the Lord upon them. They had the message for the hour, but God speaks of present truth. You see, the ark, so many, and this is a whole Bible study in itself, but the ark is, for many, is still down in Shiloh. And they're down there with their silent worship and worshiping the Lord, and they don't even realize the blessings left. They're formalistic and in a pattern, in the tradition and steeped in it, and the only dingling that they hear at all is when the priest's bells ring a little bit, a golden bell and a pomegranate. And a lot has happened. They don't realize that the ark has been taken captive. And now it's coming back, and God is restoring things. God is bringing the life and the beauty of his church on back into Jerusalem. Yes, amen. And we see that we Pentecostal people, we say all those four denominational people back there, bless God. Yeah. But, honey, if you look carefully, the cart's got four wheels and a bed and a tongue, and the oxen are pulling it, just exactly like the Philistines had, you see. And Uzzah is stretching forth his hand and causing many. Many are dying because they're trying to regulate the move of the Holy Spirit, or laying hands on deliverance and on the last day ministry, on some of the things that are happening in this day. But God's going to have a people that in personal holiness going to lift that ark upon their shoulders, kings and priests. They're priests, six Levites and two priests, and take it on into Jerusalem. And the thing that is accompanying this is dancing in the Spirit and singing in glory, hallelujah. And it's a wonderful time. But you see, so many are saying, well, the Lord blessed us hitherto. Why, I remember the day. Yeah, but that's what you have. You see, God's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Now, wrinkle is old age. Excuse me. All right. The only reason I don't have them is because I've filled them so full. I've ironed them out. Somebody say glory. Oh. All right. Amen. When I get on those points, you shout a little bit. Remind me that I'm going to get out of here alive this afternoon. Without spot, without sin, and without wrinkle. God wants a people with an up-to-date experience with him. I know he's alive because I talked to him today. Because I felt his presence in worship. Because when I first woke up, I said, Maranatha, he may come today. Glory be to God. So they say, well, God bless us. We're a great group. We're a great people. But that isn't what God's looking for. When that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away with. Now, by the faith, that's the outer court. Hope, that's the holy place. And charity, or love, and that's the Holy of Holies. Faith is involved in your salvation in the outer court. Hope is the earnest and the foretaste and the hope of the power of the age to come, the gifts of the Spirit and so forth. But it says tongues will cease and prophecy will cease and knowledge will cease. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part will be done away with. And we're coming towards that place. You see, because we won't need a word of knowledge. We will know as we are known. For we shall be like him. Oh, thank God for that. I sure hate to think, well, never mind. We shall be like him. But we shall see him as he is. As he now is, so are we in this earth. God desires to be changed from glory unto glory, until in that last calling, many are called but few are chosen, we can be a partaker of that spiritual body of Christ. You see? Oh, there's so many truths that will be revealed and coming out of the Word of God that one of these days we'll stand in awe and say, why didn't we see it? You say that about the baptism, and yet for years in your life you knew nothing about it. As a Baptist minister, I didn't know anything about it. Until one Sunday, a Pentecostal preacher invited me to come to church. And I didn't have Sunday evening services. And so I went to visit him. But I was clever. I sat out in the car until I heard the singing. So that I could slip in the back. You see. And not get caught. Well, when I slipped in the door, the pastor met me, brother. It was the young people singing. And that night on the platform in front of everybody, God filled me with the Holy Spirit. Amen. They came unglued and I came unglued. Thank God. Thank God. And so, beloved, people are always living in that tradition and in that proud position of what they used to be or who they are, proud of face and proud of place. But God says the proud he knoweth afar off. And that God takes the simple things and the despised things and the things that are not to bring to naught things that are. And so we need to be willing to press on in, don't you see? For the proud he knoweth afar off. In the 15th verse here, Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, and if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. He said, go to the wood country. Go where you really need to get something done. Quit playing church. But get your job done. But do some work. Well, I'm not talking about Martha, rattling the pots and pans, talking about judging ourselves so that we be not judged. She's talking about preparing this person, dealing with me, don't you think? And so in James 2 and 14, it says, what doth it profit a man, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? In other words, not only do you want to talk about it, but you want the fruit of it in your life. Amen. Notice that Joshua called it Mount Ephraim. But in verse 16, they again despise it and called it just a hill. Yeah. They said, and the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. You see, they called it just a little old hill. Now, Moses came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were chasing, and the children were complaining, crying out, why have you brought us here? You brought us here to destroy us. And so Moses turned unto God and began to cry. And in essence, paraphrased by Brother Bunch, God said, Moses, shut your mouth. Quit your belly aching. What do you got in your hand? He had the rod. And he said, stretch it out. Use what you have. You see, there are three realms of the will of God. That you might know what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. And there are three realms of faith. To everyone is measured faith. There is the fruit of the Spirit faith. And then there's the gift of the Spirit faith. Now, if you're in the good will of God and measured faith, the good will of God times the measured faith equals whatsoever you have need of. Things on the table. If you're in the good will of God and have just measured faith, you multiply these and put an equal sign there, and on the other side that balances it. You see, that equal sign means that that side is balancing this side. It's an equation. Then you are in the position to be the recipient of whatsoever you have need of. But that acceptable will of God and the fruit of the Spirit, say, equals the desire of your heart. And then there's that place where the perfect will of God and the gift of the Spirit faith equals thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Thou shalt have whatsoever ye say. We decide where we're going to live in this realm. We choose, beloved. It is a matter of choice. What I'm saying, beloved, to you is determined to press on in to God and let God's hand be upon your lives. Moses was in a place where he decreed a thing, and it was established. Forget not all his benefits. These signs will follow them that believe. Begin to claim some of these promises. Claim the promises of deliverance in your church if you happen to be there and it is not a reality. I'll tell you, when Satan shows his ugly head, it can either make him or break him, the one that's behind the pulpit. He'll say, I need help, Lord. Or he'll say, none of this. Now, we don't want to stir up more stakes than we can handle around here. Amen. Notice the way they unwittingly put themselves down. He said, it's only a hill. But even being a little hill, we still let the Canaanites dwell in it. We even haven't even conquered the little hill. You know, it reminds me of that old story. They say the tongues are the least of the gifts. Isn't that something? It's amazing that a denomination of thousands and thousands of coherents, and not one starts at the bottom of the ladder. They haven't got one on the first run. Buzz up there and prophesy. Well, prophesying to them means preaching. But if one of them are the gifts of the Spirit, they're all the gifts of the Spirit. Say amen. Yeah. It bewilders me how that they have managed to gather everybody perfect that didn't need the rung of the ladder on the bottom. You see, they just haven't conquered everything that they need conquering. Now, I want you to notice something here. There are two parts to this battle. First of all, there's the wood. Those things in our lives that we must overcome. Things of the flesh. Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. Let's not say that. Holiness is not a thing of the past. The word still reads, be ye holy, for I am holy. We need to press in and continue to contend for God to cleanse us. For God to set us free. For us to be a channel through which God can flow. Amen? And so we need to overcome. Many of you people that are acquainted with deliverance, you see, this is wonderful to be released from the Spirit. This is wonderful to have the yoke broken. But, beloved, now bring that body under subjection. Bring that personality into obedience that opened the door in the first place. That's how you got it. Oh, there are things that come through heredity and so forth, but so the same characteristics that led them in your grandfather and your mother and father are the same characteristics that gave them birth and gave them a nest in you. And so, bring your body into subjection. Don't go down the line and then let the exact same temperament or personality break. For those of you that are in deliverance, deal with the signs of the zodiac. Cast those out, the particular one that is belongs to that particular person. We spoke about that yesterday afternoon. But you see, Satan claims all of those that are born in this month and puts them under the charge of this satanic force. And all those are born under this month and puts them in charge of that. And then the world says, I'm this and I'm that. And the more you decree it, the more that that personality of that demon is formed in you. Just like when you yield to Jesus Christ and proclaim him, Christ is formed in you, the hope of glory. And so the more you yield or profess that particular thing, the more you are taken captive or snared with the words of your own mouth. Thou art taken captive. Proverbs, I think, is 6. Thou art snared with the words of thine own mouth. When they ask you what you are, and I think we mentioned this before, but I'm trying to feed some things out to those of you that haven't been here. You tell them you're a sign of the cross. Amen. And your Lord is Jesus Christ. Your sign is the Savior and the Redeemer. Amen. And break that yoke. Send it back to its position. No longer let it reign or have its way over you. Well, we need to bring under subjection our attitude in trials and tests. You know, we go through a lot of trials as Christians, and most of the real test comes from within. It doesn't come from without. We expect that from them. But it's those, you know, to live above with the saints we love, that's going to be glory. But to live below with the saints we know, now that's a different story. Amen. Amen. Well, we need to, to bring this old body into subjection and learn to cope with the situation. It isn't what happens to you that's going to make a difference in your life. It may very well give you a trial. It may very well put you through a test. But it's how you react to it that makes the difference in your life. And if you are innocent as can be, but react in the wrong way, now you've jeopardized yourself. You may have been done wrong, but forgive that one that hurt you. Amen. It isn't what happens to you that makes a difference. It's how you react to it. And when you, and that reaction often reveals what you need deliverance from. So, we need to cut down some wood. There's a whole hill here full of wood that we can occupy. They were complaining, we want more, we want more. And he's saying, come on down and cut down the wood in your own inheritance right now. You can have, he says, the offcropping of it. You can have the results of it. I'll make you rich in me. You can sell the wood. You can build your mansions. You can make many things out of that wood if you'll begin to deal with the property, the inheritance I've already given you. Get back to the land and cut down the wood. You see, many are the afflictions of the righteous, and we need of the righteous. I wonder what she's done for the God to do her that way. That isn't what the Bible says. All that live godly shall suffer persecution. Now, we've fed you this week with nuggets concerning later on. Or not much later on, beloved, they're upon us. The days, the hours of the visitation of God is at hand. But don't you want to be qualified? It's like the disciples said, who's going to sit on the left hand and who's going to sit on the right hand? And Jesus said, it's none of your business. First of all, it isn't mine, it's the Father's choice. And who is the Father's choice? What is that choice? Many are called, but few are chosen. is not talking about salvation. The outer court, the first veil, because he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. It's not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for if you know how to give good gifts in your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? But the third veil, you see, we had an experience with the Son. We've had an experience with the Holy Spirit. And nothing is completed until we'll have an experience with the Father. Amen. And how are you going to be a part of it? Well, you're going to be an overcomer. And what are you going to overcome? Well, you're going to overcome your poverty spiritually by cutting down the wood and selling a little bit of it. You're going to cut down the wood and build some mansions, spiritual castles for the glory of God. You're going to be an overcomer to be qualified for. It's the overcomer that eats of the hidden manna. And it's the overcomer that is robed in white. And it's the overcomer. Read Revelation. And it's the overcomer that is the Zion company. And so we are to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Count it joy. God is bringing many of you people through the press. Through the trial. He's trying to mold you. I'm sure if the vessel could say anything, when the potter jabs that tool in, you know. And when God is trying to bring you through and shape you in the way that he wants you, quit bellyaching and complaining, but say, thank God, allow me to learn this lesson quickly. Allow me to surrender that I may be what you want me to be. God is trying to make some left-handed people. Now, you don't know what we're talking about because you didn't hear Brother Lee's message on left-handed people. With everybody that's left-handed sitting up here. And you know that everything in the world is odd for the left-handed person. The doors are on the wrong side. Everything's crazy. They make the world for right-handed people. And for God's people, the ones that are called, the ones that God has molded, the ones that God is going to use, you feel awkward. You're a stranger in this world. You're ostracized. You're ignored. When you go by and to talk about it, you're a left-handed person. Don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you. The godly people shall suffer persecution. All that live godly. Let's not think it strange when we cut down the wood. Beloved, it's treasures for you. It's God molding and making you. Now, I want to talk about the Canaanites just for a second, for they are satanic forces. They are the enemy that occupies the promised land. Now, if you will look at the typology and the picture that is there, when the children of Israel came into Canaan's land, there were into the promised land, there were many that were occupying it. The Hittites, the Hevites, the Moabites, the Amorites. All of these were the product of sin. You trace their lineage back. I preach a message on killing your cousins. They're all a part of our old man, our old lineage. We're related. The old worldliness family says, well, bless. God said, remember how you used to enjoy going over here and doing this with me? He said, why don't you just compromise? Don't you dare kill me, but let's live together. You see? And the EJC pride family, envy, jealousy, and pride, you know, they're there. And you find in almost every church nowadays, old grandpa again it. You know, comes a business meeting or something, he's, I'm again it. And right behind him is that other family with a big old hat pin. And if he's dozing and misses it, he says, I'm again it. I don't even know what you're talking about. But they're again it. But we need to bring these things and get rid of them. They're the enemy that is encamped in our inheritance. Enemy that is encamped in our inheritance. And we need to drive them out. You see, the wood was theirs and the outgrowing of it. But God says you can use the wood and you can grow and have your inheritance and have this. And you can drive out the chariots of iron. Neither one of them will be able, they'll not be able to stay. If you want more,
if you want more of the power of God and the anointing, you want a greater inheritance than you had before, then, beloved, get the axe out and start chopping down some of the trees that has been keeping the sun from reaching your soul, making you productive for Him.
Across the river from seeing Elijah go up, and there was 50 prophets over there. They were all criticizing, who's that young buck thinking, who is that? That thinks that he can go on with Elijah like that. And hey, listen to it. He wants a double portion. Now, 50 is Pentecost.
Due to mechanical difficulty beyond our control, this portion of the tape is not as good and clear as we would like for it to have been. Sorry.
It fit on my armor. But you know it didn't fit. And God's people in this last day are not going to fit into the conformity of man-made organization and man-made program. God's going to... David was... You see, all seven of the sons of Jesse, they were rejected. And David was the eighth. That's new beginning. That's a resurrection. The trials and the tests you go through, it's just God trying to get you so that when He uses you, you'll go straight. Not going to be some little old jagged end or a little jealousy or pride, something to cause it to go off. But when he picks you, you're going to be an overcomer. He's going to bring the giant of this world down. Judgment's going to fall. Glory be to God. Well, you remember Elijah came across the brook, and now the prophets, they're all excited about that minister now. Oh, my. He said, come on, let's go build a place. The place where we are is too straight for us. Let's go build a place. And while they were down there, one of them lost the axe head. Now, I'm sure you've seen that. It's becoming a greater reality all the time. You know, the church world has been just swinging an old axe handle. Lots of motion. Sometimes Pentecost. But there's no head. There's nothing really producing for God. No more added to the overall power pile. No more added to His own credit. You know, in this country, you see the windmill up in Kansas so much. And you can see them whirling in the wind. But when you get up close, you find out that they're not hooked up to the pump. A lot of motion, but they're not pumping anything for the... They're not getting any refreshing out of the ground. And so can you be your life. You can be pretending that you're chopping the wood all you want, but there aren't any trees falling. We need to be serious. God help me. God mold me. God give me the power to drive out the Canaanites out of my land, out of my inheritance. God help me. Cut down the wood. Let me bring this old man under subjection. Let me be conformed and changed from glory unto glory. Help me be what you want me to be. Have your way in my life. We don't need movement. We need results. You know, people say, well, he can't do this. You know, you can't talk in tongues. Well, they're too late. How are you getting? They say you can't cast out. They're too late. Can't cast out devils. Too late. Christian doesn't have it. Too late. Tongue talkers. Used in the gifts of the Spirit. When you begin to realize this, you're much less critical. Because when you realize that you need deliverance yourself and God has still used you, you're not going to be hard and so hard. Judge not that you be not judged. Amen. Yeah, believe me. Believe me. And you find a little more compassion upon those that stumble and fall a little bit. And not excuse. I said compassion. For we're to be like Him, don't you see? And so Elijah... Well, he made that old iron to swim. And beloved, God's children in this last day are going to have a resurrection power. Amen. They're going to have a new beginning. All seven churches in the book of Revelation were rejected and found wanting. But God's going to have a new beginning. Not man's organization, not man's program infested with the seed of Satan in it. But he's going to have a people that are resurrected power, born again. Hallelujah. And they're going to raise that old iron, and the iron's going to flow. It's going to be a supernatural experience, a supernatural revelation. And they're going to chop down some wood, honey. And the chips are going to fly. Well, if you're to have a greater ministry, and cut down the trees, drive out the enemy, and possess what you have. You'll notice that in this text here, that Joshua says, all right, the mountain is yours. He's declaring these people of Joseph that are weak and so forth and not really knowing their inheritance are suddenly going to come to their senses and they're going to say, you can. They're going to realize as he brings them the message, you can do it. You can do it. You will cut down the land and you will, he says, possess Mount Ephraim, and you will drive out the Canaanites, even though they do have the chariots of iron. You're going to be a great and exceeding great army. You're strong, he said. And God's going to have a people in this last day that are going to do exploits and go forth in the power of the living God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we are on the day and on the very edge of the hour when God is going to separate a people out of the people. Peter's going to get out of the boat. 11 of them are going to stay back in there. And the one that gets out of the boat is going to taste of the supernatural. Amen. All the 11, they're going to make it to the other side a little later. But just like the man-child, he's caught over into the throne of God, and a woman goes into the wilderness. And for 3 years, there is a ministry, and then the woman is taken on in. Adam was born first and had his physical body, and then later the woman got hers, and the man child is going to have his spiritual body, and then later the woman will be the inheritant as God comes back and cleanses the holy place, those that come back out. Hallelujah. And God's calling the people. But beloved, let's be qualified to be a part of. There's some work for us to do here and now. There's work for us to do now in driving out the forces and the power of Satan. There's some land to be claimed. There's some land. This is dirt, isn't it? From dust we came and dust we return. All right? We got a land here that we're to drive out the enemy out of it. We're to drive it out. Let's possess the land. Shall we bow our heads for a moment? Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, in your great love and mercy, stretch forth your hand. Let the reality of your presence be felt. And the message that was brought, Lord, let it wing its way deep in the recesses of every heart and every soul. Let there be even now that surrender, that yielding unto God that will help us possess the land, that will help us chop down the wood and be a victorious people and overcomer. Father, even right now, stretch forth your hand in illumination of your word in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to pray for those of you that want to break or cut down some big old tree or something in your lives that's been an obstacle. Paul calls it a besetting sin. The way you tell, beloved, is if you've taken it to Calvary and you've surrendered at the altar, but it's still there, then you need deliverance. If it's the old man, if it's the old personality, you can be crucified with Christ. You can take it there. But taking besetting sins, taking the force of the enemy there, is not the answer. That's where you get the power to meet the need, but you deal with self and flesh at Calvary, but you deal with this man in deliverance, with this that has hindered, and this habit that has kept coming back. Some of you have overcome cigarettes, and you wonder why that the first trial you go through, you go right back to the cigarette. Well, you've overcome the nicotine spirit, but you've never been set free from it. Some of you had healing. And I know this, maybe I shouldn't go into this, but healing corrects the damage done, but does not always get rid of the thing that caused it. And so later you think you've lost your healing. You haven't really lost the healing. You had a healing, but now the thing that caused it is starting it all over again. And you actually need deliverance from that thing. You see, deliverance is the children's bread. Don't tell me God's going to set the unsaved person full of with an epileptic spirit, set them free and leave his children bound. When the Syrophoenician woman came and wanted deliverance, he refused her and said, "You're not of the household of God. You're not of the children. This is the children's bread." In other words, deliverance. And it wasn't talking about an infected toenail either. It was talking about a spirit that her daughter had. But he sought the woman that was bowed over 18 years and said, "Shouldn't I set her free? She's of the household of God." He used as an excuse for seeking her out. And yet the one that was not of the household, he refused her. Yes, I know that she got it anyway because of her faith. But nonetheless, the message is there very vividly. Deliverance belongs to the children of God. The chopping down of the tree. You see, Satan's taken our axe head away from us. The church world is saying, "Oh, it can't be." And Satan is saying, "Amen, brother, amen." You say, "I'm a scared of that." Yes, the demon power, the spirit that you need to be delivered from is a scared of it. That's where the fear is coming. Perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. Perfect love casteth out fear. And so I want to offer to you, and I'm going to ask you to stand, and we'll dismiss. And those of you that to want to go, you feel free. But those of you that got some trees to chop down and really want them gone, it'll take just a moment. It'll just take a few moments to get rid of the tree. You just come up and tell me what tree, and we'll put the axe to it. Amen?
Amen.
If there was nothing in the Word of God about deliverance, where two or more shall agree as touching any one thing, it shall be. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you." Well, what did he command them? Well, he commanded them to tarry and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we're to teach them to observe that. And he commissioned the 70, said, "Go. Freely have you received, freely give. And cast out demons, devils, in my name." We're to teach them that. It's in the Great Commission, the deliverance ministry. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, "Teach them, go into all the world." Oh, we want to use the Great Commission. But it says, "Teach them to deserve the things that I've taught you." If we're going to obey the Lord, let's embrace it all. Amen? Let's look to the Lord for a moment. Sweet Lamb of God, I love you so. And I thank you for your presence, your power, and your anointing that is here to break the yoke. Father, hungry hearts, quickly, immediately set them free, Father. In Jesus' name, touch lives. And Father, let not this message be discarded, but let it linger, let it dwell, let it bring forth in fertile, good soil. Lord, let it not be choked by tradition, the weed that's in the church. Let it not be found on stony heart, that that is hard and will not yield. But, O Lamb of God, let it bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. Let it bring forth for thy glory, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Would you sing with me just one little old chorus? We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
sings us and tell of his wonderful love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
God bless you, those of you that want to go, but come on up here. Glory be to God.
I'm not sure
about. Well, my brother, there are many facets of fear. Fear in different realms, you see. So when you get rid of one, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've gotten all of the different facets. Or you can have, you see. But there, it's just like pride. There can be pride in one area and pride in another area and pride in another area. And pride is one of those things that are many facets, you see. So some people say, well, I was prayed for, but I really didn't get rid of it. You might have got rid of that particular one. But not that, but another has shown itself. And in the area of fear of what? In any particular area? Okay, you just lift your hands up and receive right now. You spirit of fear, I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. You will begin to wither and die right now. Your yoke is broken, and I command you in the name of Jesus, you will loose, my brother, and you will come out now. For it is written, ye shall say to this mountain, be thou cast into the sea. And I so decree, in the name of Jesus, fear, your spirit of fear, you will loose him now. But when I reach 10, you're going to be consigned to the lake of fire. You're going to be chained there in the place of torment for the spirits. And the number is 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, you better hurry, you spirit of fear, for you will not stay, and you will no longer occupy in torment, for there will remain no root, no seed, no nest, and no rubble. For I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will come out right now in Jesus' name. All right, the number is 6. Remember what I said. Regardless of how you held and who's holding on to you, because I bind whatever has been holding on to you, whatever force that is trying to keep you in, and you will come out in the name of Jesus. The number is 7, 8, 9. One more. And you're going to the lake of fire. There will remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rubble, for your yoke is broken right now. Spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. I consign you now. And angels of the living God, you will take this spirit of fear and you will break this yoke right now in Jesus' name and chain this one. And in the name of Jesus, I have commanded, I have decreed it, and it is written, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. And so let this be established in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you're going to see. Don't be surprised at what happens on the rest of this afternoon. Lots of times we don't immediately see, but this is, God is trying to swing a pendulum here so that this people that have been will realize that you don't always have to have a big sign. You don't always have to. Oh, sometimes, yes, they go both ways. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I am the Lord that confirmeth the words of my servant and performeth the counsel of my messenger. It is his word who watches over it, who performs it. In Jesus' name, I decree it. Amen. You're going to notice it. You'll love it. And bless your mind. Praise the Lord. You just sustain, sister.
Oh, I want my mouth to just be used.
Sit back,
huh? Oh, excuse me, Dad. Excuse me, Dad. I want my mouth just to be used for the Lord. I don't want to have a murmur, complain.
In the name of Jesus. The word of God says, study to show yourself to be quiet and to mind your own business. In the name of Jesus Christ, this spirit that would use the mouth, that it would bring as a busybody, that would speak and say things that are not wise, I curse it now. In Jesus' name, you will loose now. In the name of Jesus, I curse you with the curse of the tree. You will begin to wither and die, even right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Sister Bunch, get behind you. In the name of Jesus, I curse you right now. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Yeah, all righty. Now, when she goes out this door, if you're not all gone, then you're consigned to the lake of fire. You will lose right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, come on out. That's it. That's it. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, that's it. Right. I'm going to give you 10, and then you're consigned to the lake of fire. The number is 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. All right, angels of the living God, take all that remains and take it to the lake of fire to be changed. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. That'll continue to come. Angels, escort it. In Jesus' name.
She wants to
yes, yes. Come on, sister. All righty. We'll come against these two right now. And in the name of Jesus, now you might yawn, you might cough, or you might just feel a burden lift, or just a sort of a weight taken off. Now, God does it various ways. You see, we don't always all receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We don't all receive deliverance. But there will be a result, and there will be an evidence. You'll know. All right? In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of pride and the spirit of infirmity. I command it to wither and die in the name of Jesus. You will loose my sister, and no longer will you be operative in her life or in her body. For I command you, Satan, to wither and die. You will take your hand, spirit of infirmity and the spirit of pride. In the name of Jesus, you will take your hand off of her, for I curse you with the curse of death. And as the fig tree begin to wither and die, Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. And right now, in Jesus' name, you will come out. You will come out now. In the name of Jesus, your hold is broken, and in the name of Jesus, you will loose right now, in Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, all right? One, when I reach ten, you're going to be consigned to the lake of fire. You've seen it. Spirit of pride, spirit of infirmity, you know what it is. But you go in there ahead of time. This is the torment for spirits such as you. In the name of Jesus, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Already. Now the numbers 10, pride, and spirit of infirmity. I curse you with the curse of the fig tree, and now there will remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rebel. And I consign you angels of the living God, ministering spirits for the saints of God. Escort them now. In Jesus' name.
I
felt that too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hi, David. How are you, son? You hold right on in there. God's got his hand on you, and you're going to bring forth the glory of God one of these days for his glory. And God just sort of molding it, making it, and bringing it along little by little, Father. Progress in this life. Continue to move, Father God. And let burning in David's heart be that hope and that understanding that it's coming. And Father, let that hunger and that burning desire for you continue to burn deep down inside. Satan, I bind you. The next one in charge, I bring you to naught and curse you with the curse of the fig tree. And you will begin, even now, to wither and die. In the name of Jesus, no root, no seed, no nest will remain. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we look for the day when the outwards and the great change will take place for your glory and for your praise. I decree it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love you, David. Love you, son. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Yes, my sister.
I don't know what it is, but there's something that stands in my way. I want to go ahead and do something, and I can't get something out of my way. I don't know what it is.
In worship? In,
I want to do something for the Lord. I have a lot of things in mind, and I just can't go ahead with them.
I'll tell you what it's doing.
What it's been, what it's now.
Let's just call it whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. God said, whatsoever I bind, he'll bind. And whatsoever I do. So when I don't know the name of it, and God doesn't particularly give me the name, I just call it whatsoever. It works just the same. Amen. Yeah, whatsoever. And so I bind you whatsoever. I come against you and I loose my sister right now. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I curse you whatsoever that is in this obstacle, whatsoever is in the road. We know what you do, and so I call you by the name of whatsoever. And I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. You will begin to wither and die from this moment. There will be no more root that is anchored in this body and this life. There will be no more seed, for the seed will no longer have any effect. In the name of Jesus, you will loose my sister. You will loose her now. In the name of Jesus, this obstacle that is in the way is broken and cursed with the curse of death in Jesus' name. All righty. That's it. Glory be to God. Glory. Hold that right up there, sister. Right up close. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that all that is left is cursed and will be bound and chained until the day of judgment. In Jesus' name. Right now, every bit, there will remain no root, no seed, no nest, and no rubble. The obstacle, I decree, is gone. I am the Lord that confirmeth the words of my servant and performeth the counsel of my messenger. Let it be so, for I watch over my word to perform it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Yes. And in spirit, you will continue to come out for the remaining angels. Ministering spirits for the saints of God, take them now that there remains to the lake of fire. You see, some people say, well, you can't do that. Well, if that's so, how comes the demons don't know it? I've heard them scream and yell, oh, don't send me there. I've seen that. I don't want to go there. And they fight to get out. And I know that somebody, Don Basham, different ones have said, well, you can't do that. You can do it to the lower echelon. You can't do it to the upper echelon. You have to rebuke them and just send them. And they resist and they flee from you. But the lower echelon, you can do it. And even the demons out of the demoniac said, have you come to torment us ahead of time? Well, what is the torment for the reserve for Satan? The lake of fire. And so that said, you have the right. And he said, the works that I do, shall you do also. You see? And so it works. And sister, you're going to continue a little while, but it's done, and you can just thank God for it. Curse, the roots are dead.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to be able to accomplish a lot more than you ever dreamed of. Amen. And in the intercessory prayer, you're going to begin to have a greater power. In that intercessory prayer, you're going to begin to see answers to your prayer. Amen, Father. The obstacle is out of the way, and let the flowing of your Spirit be upon her in an anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, we don't need to retire. We just need to refire, don't we? Glory be to God. God bless you, sister.
Well, I'm not entirely rid of my fears. I'm a lot better. And I'm like her. I want to be better fitted to do something for the Lord.
Okay, if you want to go right now. Now, there are many different facets of fear. We can get rid of one. And there are fears in all different avenues. Fears of height, fears of dark, fears of narrow places, fear of criticism, fear of failure. You see, there are all many kinds. So if you can narrow in on one, well, we can better deal with it.
Well, see, I'm a widow, and they broke in on me one night. So
okay.
I've got bars up in there.
Okay.
But we can be out at night, and I'm awful fearful till I get in.
I had
those bars.
Sister,
I had that kind of fear for one.
One of my young ministers went to the foreign field, and we sent him on down. And when he got there, such a fear took a hold of him that he was absolutely paralyzed. He was useless, absolutely, totally useless. And it came in when his step-parents beat him, and he was a fear of bodily harm. And it never showed in all the deliverance we had until he was there. So there are many different facets of fear. But this fear of being alone, this fear of danger, I'm going to curse
well,
right now.
Well, and I've had a lot of fears in connection with David. See, now, he went on through the little country school in sixth grade. He got to high school, the junior high.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers come and persecuted him, and they got him in such a shape that he was in such a shell. It was a year. He had anything to do with anybody.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of fears from back then.
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw the devil. I'd see the demons sitting on these teachers' faces.
Sure.
And then
sure.
The devil really went to work.
Well, they're there.
And he got to junior high. You know, they just really put him out. And then he was in a car accident, and he had a broken hip, and his reader had the short name.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of that. And we like to have never got him in shape, and we finally got him in this private school.
Then
because
he
like have never got out of the shell, and
all
I
right.
had so much fear from all of that, I've never got rid of all that.
Well, let's not say that anymore. Let's not be
all right, it's going.
let's not be snared by our words. It's going, you see.
Yes,
that's
gone.
Satan's gospel. You're bound and you can't get free. But perfect love casteth out fear. That's God's gospel. In the name of Jesus, you will break this. This yoke is broken. The fear concerning David, the fear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you're cursed with the curse of the fig tree, and you will loose her now. In Jesus' name. That's it. It's going. It's going. In the name of Jesus, you will come out now, for you will wither and die. There will remain no root of fear, no seed of fear. There will be nothing come up in its place. For I decree it in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. When I reach 10, you're going to the lake of fire. Fear, you know what it is in that dreadful place, and you better come out. You may wander, but not touch the household of God. You may not touch the household of God. Right now, the number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You better hurry. It's almost over, fear. The number is 8, 9. One more fear, and you are cursed. And cursed to the withering, in Jesus' name, to be chained until the day of judgment. The number now is 10. All righty. Angels of the living God escort all of this to the lake of fire in Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Glory. You're going to continue. There's going to be reaction the rest of the afternoon on you. Don't be surprised. And you're going to find apprehension and fear gone. It's going to be really different. Praise the Lord. Yes, sister.
I've always been bound by my self-consciousness, my spirit, timidity.
Exactly. I already saw it.
You're going to find people.
Yeah, you're going to be aligned. Amen. Amen. All righty. You foul spirit of fear and timidity, in the name of Jesus Christ, you spirit of fear of rejection, you fear, and you spirit of self-condemnation, you're cursed also. And you spirit of self-criticism, self-abasement, you're cursed in the name of Jesus Christ. And you spirit of timidity, you're cursed. All of these, I curse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I command you to wither and die, and you will come out. In Jesus' name, your yoke is broken. In Jesus' name. All righty. You're withering and dying. There remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rubble. For you will loose this temple. Hold her, Sister Bunch. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I curse you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. The number is already 5. It's already half gone. Self-abasement, criticism, fear of rejection and timidity. The number is 6, 7, 8, 9. Right now, I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. There will remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rubble. For I consign you to the lake of fire, to this mountain. I say, be thou cast into the sea. In Jesus' name. Angels, escort it now, right now. You felt a lightness. Yeah, just give God the glory. Hasta totra mandele minga shadamahai. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, sister.
I think
we all do.
I used to have a good mind.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take care of it right now.
Okay. I've gotten you before, since we got out of business, that I tried to blot out about things.
I
just wanted to forget.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to... You forget too much. Yeah. You see, you need to remember, you see. When Samson went on down to Timnath, he left the lion that he killed behind, you see. And he didn't keep poking it to see his life, but he remembered where it was. And when he remembered where it was, when he came back, he got honey out of it. And out of those experiences that you wanted to forget, there's a ripeness and a development, honey in that rock for you, you see. And you ask him this, you ask for the wrong thing. We're going to ask God to quicken your mind. I'm going to... Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but since, you know, we always just talk about the rapture, and it's going to go, and there'll be nothing to worry about. And now, when we talk about this, it's just like,
Okay, we'll take care of that. We're going to take care of that right now. First of all, we're going to come against Legion, against senility. We're going to come against schizophrenia and paranoia and mind binding, the whole gamut of mental pressures and so forth. Mind control and all of this. All right, we're going to deal with it right now, and then we're going to deal with that fear, all righty? Okay? So, Fear, you just well hear what we said, because you're coming out. You might come on right now. All right. In the name of Jesus, Legion, your chain of command is broken all the way down. And your footmen are cursed and withering and dying right now. In senility, in schizophrenia, paranoia, in mind-binding, in lack of memory. I curse you, forgetfulness. You will come out in the name of Jesus. For I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. You're withering and dying right now. And right now, your root is dead. You'll take it off of the mind. Your root is falling. It's withering and dying right now. And the seed, there will be no seed left in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I curse you as the fig tree was cursed. He said, the works that I do, shall you do also. I curse you, fig tree. I curse you, Legion, in Jesus' name. And now, I command you to come on out and loose her. For you no longer have any hold. She no longer wants you. You've heard her words. The numbers 1, 2, when I reach 10. You may wander until I reach then if you come out. But you'll not touch the household of God. The numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right now, I curse you with a curse of death. There will remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rubble, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia. You will loose this mind right now. Angels, the number is 10, consign it to the lake of fire. Now, Father, I want oil of healing to flow through this mind. Quicken this memory, Father. Oil of healing, there it goes. There it is, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Now, you fear spirit. You spirit of fear. Your spirit of apprehension, I come against you. In the name of Jesus, you've made the high calling of God a fearful thing. And because of that, we're going to place you where you will fear. I'm consigning you to the lake of fire in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, first of all, heal this heart. The broken, the pain, the things that have hurt it, Lord. Let the oil of healing flow down right now. Right now, heal it. And Father, don't take these things from her mind, but let them be tools of wisdom, tools of counsels, tools of stepping stones. And let the oil of gladness, the oil of gladness flow down through right now, Father, in Jesus' name, right on down through, in the name of Jesus. All right, your spirit of fear, the number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's going. Just let it go. 6, 7, no good thing will he withhold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear, you're cursed and you're withering and dying. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, the number 7, 8, 9. Alrighty now. Fear, you will no longer have any hold upon the future and the concerning of the last day ministry and of what God's plan is. It will bring joy to her now, for she knows about it and she's sin separated as a part of it. In the name of Jesus, the number is 10. The joy, the spirit of joy, the oil of gladness, let it be your portion now. In Jesus' name, Satan, spirit of fear, you're bound in the lake of fire now. In Jesus' name, all that remains. Glory be to God.
Thank you, John.
When
I try to worship, it seems like I can get
enter
it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this...
I want to worship and I try.
Okay. Like Father, let this blockage, let this bondage, let this blockage be broken right now. Father, you're doing a pretty good job right now, sister. In Jesus' name, let it be removed. He shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. Amen. Amen.
Amen, sister.
I have a spirit of timidity, mostly from speaking to the Lord.
All righty. Self-consciousness, yeah, timidity, yeah. Self-condemnation. You're not worthy, it says, and you and others are better qualified than me. Self-criticism. Satan comes all the way along with those things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against this timidity, this self-criticism, this bondage, this fear of rejection, of not being accepted. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer hold her in bondage, for I curse you with the curse of the fig tree, and you will begin to wither and die. You will take your hand, Mama, put your hand right there. In the name of Jesus, your spirit of timidity and fear and self-condemnation and fear of rejection, I curse you with the curse of the fig tree, and you will begin to wither and die even right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No root, no seed, no nest, no rubble. You will loose this temple and loose it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, take this timidity spirit, this self-condemnation, and take it away, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. In the name of Jesus, when I reach 10, you're going to be consigned. There will remain no root, no seed, no nest, no rubble. All of this is going in the name of Jesus, and the number is already 5, is 6, is 7, is 8, is 9, and right now, in the name of Jesus, I consign this timidity, this bashfulness, I consign it to the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. By faith, receive it. It's yours, sister. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.